Nolte, I'm beginning to regret my decision to get vaccinated. By John Nolte on July 28, 2021. From the sound of it, my family was safer from the coronavirus before we got vaccinated. Let me explain. Now that the CDC is shoving the vaccinated back into masks and telling us we're no longer safe, I'm beginning to feel like a sucker for getting vaccinated. I didn't get vaccinated for a love of the needle. I hate needles. I didn't get vaccinated for the love of going to two separate vaccine appointments. I hate leaving the house. I didn't get vaccinated for the love of standing in line. I hate lines. And I sure as hell didn't get vaccinated for the love of losing an entire weekend lying in bed sick as a dog, which was the immediate side effect of my second Moderna shot. I can't remember the last time I was that sick. No, I got vaccinated for two reasons. The first was to protect my wife, who's in the at-risk group. The second was to get out of that filthy, stinking mask. I got vaccinated because the CDC told me my wife would no longer be at risk and that life would return to normal. But, now, according to the CDC, I'm the asshole for believing the CDC. Not only are mask mandates back for the vaccinated, which I will never abide by, I'm being told the vaccinated are nowhere near as bulletproof as we were originally told, which is precisely why masking is back for the vaccinated. What the hell's going on? Like many people, the idea of injecting myself with a vaccine that has, still, not received full and official FDA approval made me uncomfortable. But I went ahead because the CDC told me the vaccine would make me as close to bulletproof against the China flu as you can get. And that's what infuriates me most, how this life put my loved ones at risk. Post-vaccination, I've been running around like there's nothing to worry about. But now the godforsaken CDC's telling me I do have something to worry about. What's more, I'm currently, at this very moment, visiting with my parents who are definitely in the at-risk group, including one who's immune compromised. These visits are based solely on the CDC's promise the vaccinated are bulletproof. Never in a million years would I put my parents at risk. My family was safer before we were vaccinated because we were so cautious. Only now, after being vaccinated, have put ourselves at risk by going about our normal lives, which means hugs and indoor gatherings, etc. Sure, if we catch the coronavirus, the vaccine decreases the risk of serious illness or death. I still believe that, at least for now. But what I know for a fact is that my family made it through a year plus without the vaccine because we never dropped our guard. Then we all got vaccinated and dropped our guard because the CDC said we could. And now we're being told that might have been a fatal mistake. After all the lies science has told us about this pandemic, all the bullshit about how masks are useless, and then masks are necessary, how Black Lives Matter riots don't spread the virus, but MAGA gatherings are super spreader events, how mandatory lockdowns, social distancing, and masking are necessary, but let's not talk about how they're not in Texas, Florida, and South Dakota. After all this, do I believe the CDC lied to me to sucker me into getting vaccinated? You're damned right I do. The sales pitch to sucker us into getting vaccinated went like this. Hey, if you get vaccinated, all your worries are over and life can return to normal. But now, to bully the unvaccinated into getting vaccinated, we're being told. Hey, if you're vaccinated, you got to get back in the masks because you could die otherwise. Liars. Let me close with a note of caution. The coronavirus is not nothing. It's not a hoax. So if you or anyone you're in contact with is in the at-risk group, you have to continue to take it seriously. The coronavirus, I take seriously. The CDC is a goddamn joke. The CDC is now the CD-clawl.